Good morning and welcome to the Audio Press Tribune, a podcast production of the Idaho Press Tribune, where we recap the top local news stories from the past week and give you a sneak peek at what's coming up over the weekend. I'm John Funk. I'm the digital first and public safety reporter here at the Idaho Press Tribune. Joining me today is Bobby Atkinson. Good morning, Bobby.
Good morning, John.
And what do you do here at the Idaho Press Tribune?
I'm also a digital first reporter, working at nights.
Okay, working on anything interesting right now?
Mostly just working on our upcoming Cavalcade publication.
Okay, and that's going to be exciting this year. Made in 2C is the theme.
Yes.
So it's a step-by-step look at manufacturing that's based here in Canyon County. So, yeah, we're looking forward to that. Well, let's not waste any more time. Let's take a look at the top news stories from the past week.
Former Idaho Governor Phil Batt said the tone of politics has deteriorated since his administration 20 years ago. The Republican, who was the guest of honor at this year's Lincoln Day banquet, said he used to have healthy, productive relationships with his colleagues in both parties, and that's something he doesn't see enough of these days.
A report by the state's Office of Performance Evaluation suggests that Idaho could save money by assigning more civil legal work to the Attorney General's office. Idaho typically pays about $10 million per year to private attorneys at a rate of about $263 per hour. With a bit more staff, the report suggests, the Attorney General's office could handle the same workload for about $93 per hour.
Manuel Rosas hand-cuts every steak that leaves the kitchen of the Texas Roadhouse restaurant in Nampa, and soon he'll have a chance to prove he's the best butcher in America. Rosas is a semi-finalist in the National Meat Cutting Challenge in Florida next week, where he'll face off against 93 other top-notch butchers from around the world for a $20,000 prize.
Second year in a row, Canyon County fairgoers might not get to listen to concerts at the Simplot Stadium. Neither is the city of Caldwell nor the fair board has invested in a special cover to protect the football field's turf. Like last year, concerts will most likely be held at the rodeo grounds next door.
State Representative Joe Palmer of Meridian wants to see sweeping increases in fuel taxes, transfer fees, and regulation fees to help pay for construction and maintenance on Idaho's roads. Palmer said the funds would go to a $262 million shortfall in the state's transportation budget.
Caldwell's Carnegie Library is still empty 1 year after it closed for renovations, and expensive surprises are keeping progress slow. Between asbestos, structural issues, and the cost of historic preservation, the cost has increased to just under $600,000 to just under $900,000. Additional expenses, like replacing the building's 38 exterior windows, will have to wait for now.
There's a brand new subway station in Nampa, kind of. Northwest Nazarene students built a very realistic-looking Wiley Street station to film a short movie, 700 Volts, which tells the story of an accident on the subway tracks. The set has a raised platform, working lights, and the train even moves, but only if the students push it.
Nampa Representative Robert Anderst would like to see a new registry for those convicted of violent crimes, in some ways mirroring the state's existing database of sex offenders. The proposal, supported by the Idaho Sheriff's Association and the Idaho Chiefs of Police Association, would require those convicted of murder, felony domestic violence, assault with intent to murder, attempted strangulation, kidnapping, and human trafficking to register in a publicly available database.
The Nampa Public Library will soon move into its new building. So where will that leave its former home? City officials don't know yet. Spokeswoman Vicki Holbrook said they likely won't decide until the move is complete. The building, which is listed on the National Registry of Historic Places, was a bank before it became a library. In the future, it might house offices, retail space, restaurants, or a cultural center.
The Idaho Department of Juvenile Corrections has been plagued in recent years with allegations of sexual misconduct by staff against inmates. One former staffer, Julie McCormick, was convicted of lewd conduct in 2013 after she admitted to an inappropriate relationship with a 15-year-old inmate. Director Sharon Herrigfeld says steps have been taken to resolve the problems, and a recent Department of Justice audit gave the Nampa facility a glowing stamp of approval. But some current and former staffers say the audit's findings don't match what they've seen on the ground.
Tomorrow, check out our By the Numbers comparison looking at Nampa's old library building alongside the new one. And on Sunday, we'll look at how libraries are moved as we follow a single book from the old library to the new.
That's all we have for you today on the Audio Press Tribune. For more information on these stories and more, visit our website at idahopress.com. If you like the show, please let us know at newsroom@idahopress.com, or if you have suggestions for how we can make it better, we'd love to hear that as well. Thanks for joining me this morning, Bobby.
Thank you, John.
And thanks for listening. I'm John Funk, and I'll talk to you again next week.